You've done it once again. You have opened the door of the tent that you found at the cereal oasis. The camels chewing shredded wheat have beckoned you inside with a craning of the neck, and you've found here on the fluffy pillows of marshmallow myself, Justin McElroy, a cereal enthusiast.
And myself, Dan Goubert, a quote-unquote serial journalist, self-titled.
Dan, I sound like this time.
Oh, are you that calm?
That's fine. No, I've had a cold that I'm getting over, but that's okay. What's better for a cold than a nice, relaxing... Actually, you know what? It's funny. Colds are... This is the empty bowl, by the way. The
meditative bowl.
Oasis. About cereal. It's funny, being sick is, I think, one of the few times that I don't crave cereal, that I couldn't go for a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
I usually will like either ramen or dry waffle. It's usually my go-to for when I'm sick, like a dry blueberry or cinnamon waffle.
Yeah, kind of like a dehydrated Pop-Tart almost at that point.
A little bit. A lot of exciting happenings in the world of cereal. You've been...
Oh, I've been practically sweating into my golden grams. It's just... This is the time of year that I call the opening of the milk gates, so to speak, because it's probably the second hardest part of the year as a on-the-ball cereal journalist, or at least I aspire to be. But this is the time of year when all the major cereal companies announce the products that they're going to be releasing at the start of next year. For some reason, for some secretive marketing reason that I'm sure none of us will ever find out, all cereals, or the bulk of them for the year, tend to come out near the start of the year, and then they'll trickle out and reappear more seasonally or just randomly throughout. But in order to write about all of them, you know, I really had to keep my spoon to the grindstone to keep up and to prepare for, you know, the actual start of 2019, when it'll be even harder because I have to hunt them down. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of things to talk about.
We have a lot. There's a lot of new cereals coming down the pipeline, some returning cereals. Let's just get to it with a section we call news.
So first off, Chocolate Toast Crunch is coming back. Yes, we're in the midst of a lot of reboots lately, but there's really this sort of Toast Crunch dynasty going on, like some sort of miniature soap opera where all the flavors, some of them seem like they're disappearing, like Blueberry Toast Crunch feels like it might be on the way out, but then there's always new ones coming back. Sugar Cookie Toast Crunch just got brought back from the grave.
And let me say, I got that box of that for my birthday. My wife got me a box for my birthday, and what a delight that cereal is. Like, infinitely edible, that cereal. Cannot keep my hands off of it.
You actually get boxes of cereal on your birthday?
I think she knew that it was the time of year that I would let myself indulge. If it was a gift, I would be forced to.
That's true. It's a very good point. So we got Sugar Cookie Toast Crunch coming back, and now Chocolate Toast Crunch is coming back as well, which is kind of an interesting reboot because I never really saw it having the same appeal, at least cult appeal, as maybe Frosted Toast Crunch or Peanut Butter Toast Crunch. But someone out there must be sending General Mills enough very well punctuated emails to get them to bring back Chocolate Toast Crunch as well. So we have that to look forward to from that family of cereals.
I'm sure it's delicious. I do take umbrage with the fact that that's not a thing. Chocolate toast is not a thing.
You know, I never really thought about it that way.
It's very irritating. All these other cereals, I can get my way there. You know, but this is a bridge too far. Now, if they wanted to hold on.
Yeah. You're saying that sugar cookies on toast is a reasonable thing in reality.
No, but that's a good point. I would buck against that, but I could argue that, like, sugar cookies are a thing.
Sure. Like, I mean, I guess you could get a cookie cutter shaped like a piece of bread. That might be what they're going for.
Now, see, if they wanted to do a chocolate hazelnut kind of thing.
Oh, genius. Yeah. Or Vegemite.
No, Dan.
Maybe a little too far.
What else is going on?
So we got something exciting coming from Honey Bunches of Oats, or at least so I've seen in my sort of investigative web crawling. There's an Apple Caramel Crunch Honey Bunches of Oats. Now, this is a brand that I'm kind of silently infatuated with because they feel like that quiet guy in the back of the fight scene that you know is going to do something cool. Because every time they just come out of nowhere with this new flavor that you don't really expect, but it just tends to knock it out of the park. They did it with chocolate honey bunches, they did it with maple pecan honey bunches, and now I trust them to do it again with apple caramel honey bunches, because that's just not a flavor we see almost ever in the cereal aisle.
I cannot get myself excited about new Honey Bunches of Oats.
Yeah, like
it's weird. It's like, I'm sure it'd be good, it's just not...
Yeah, I mean, I kind of get it. I feel like it appeals to, you know, rational-minded adults who are more persuaded in commercials by, like, cereal factory workers in real life, like Honey Bunches of Oats does. Right. They're more persuaded by that than a fictional sea captain, like maybe you and I are.
Right, fair enough.
So, I think we just have to let them do their own thing in the different world that they're working in and, you know, dip our spoons in every once in a while and appreciate it as outsiders.
I'm really excited about this next one. This is the kind of cereal news that I actually held my phone up so my wife could stare at it and ignore me, but I was very excited.
Yeah, this is a strange one. I'm not going to 100% confirm this because I don't want to be caught in sort of an elaborate cereal leak or a fake cereal leak, so to speak.
Has that happened to you before?
It has, actually. I got a photo of a Freedom Crunch box, which was a very patriotic Cap'n Crunch cereal that we predicted was going to come out for Independence Day, but it turns out that was a scrapped concept, and, you know, I had to retread my ground and sort of back up on that.
What a scandal.
But, no, it's really good that one didn't come out, probably. But, in this case, we have, from a very trustworthy source, Dunkin' Donuts and Post teaming up to bring us caramel macchiato cereal that is, wait for it, caffeinated.
Yeah, this is wild. This is wild.
Yeah, we've seen a coffee cereal before. General Mills released a Mocha Crunch cereal not too far back, but it's never been caffeinated, probably for obvious reasons, just because of, you know, how many kids are in the cereal aisle. So I am a little worried about, you know, what floodgates or milk gates this actually opens. Will we see, like, Monster Energy drink cereal? Will 5-Hour Energy slip in there? We gotta really be careful about how far we let this go.
There's a, I searched for, caffeinated cereal, and the only response is, ThinkGeek selling Captain Buzz's Spaz Troids. 180 milligrams of caffeine per bowl. Of course, if you click on it, it is an April Fool's gag. So,
sadly, not
extant. I'm interested in this because I feel like caffeine, in my experience, has a flavor. Like, if you ever had, like, caffeinated gum or even 5-Hour Energy, when you're getting that, like, hit of caffeine, there's a different, like, taste to it.
Yeah, it kind of hits you, like, in the back of the throat almost, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, yeah, I think if they layer enough sugar on it, they can probably get out of that, unless they're doing some sort of caffeinated glaze. I don't really know where the caffeine's going to enter the process, but Post has been doing some pretty wild collaborations lately, so I kind of trust them to, you know, be getting back on their feet after the devastating honeycomb toll.
Any other new cereals?
We got one more, and that came from the same release, or rather two more flavors of Pebbles, actually. It's tropical fruit and strawberry banana Pebbles cereals are allegedly coming out from Post, which may be around the same time as the caffeinated cereal. It's probably too early to say. But Pebbles is another one of those cereal brands that tends to just come out of nowhere with these unexpected ones. They've had a sugar cookie Pebbles in the past, and sometimes they just kind of recolor them for the holidays. It's kind of a mixed bag, but these are some interesting choices, so I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah, these look absolutely delicious. And the tropical thing is not something that I have seen, I think, very often in cereal flavors, especially if they're going for, like, a coconut kind of vibe.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something you see a lot.
Well, if you look at the fruit blend on the box, it looks like it's supposed to be bananas, pineapples, and mangoes. And I've never seen a pineapple cereal. There's been one Trader Joe's mango cereal, and obviously there's banana cereals, but to take all that compounding level of rarity and put it into one, this is kind of like a one-of-a-kind cereal, genetically speaking.
This is really exciting times. Obviously, this is a slower time of year, so reviews have slowed a bit. Do you have any you wanted to bring up?
Yeah, so while we wait for all these many, many new cereals to come out, there are a couple of, returning holiday cereals that are worth talking about. Cap'n Crunch's Christmas Crunch, around for decades now, perhaps, geological eons for all we know, but yeah. It's back again. Have you gotten the chance to try it yet?
I did. I got a box of this at the store. It's your typical blend. I will say though that I feel like it was pretty generous with the berries, the Christmas shaped berries, and it may be my imagination, but I feel like this is really inside baseball, but it's fine for a show about cereal, right? It's like overthinking it to the nth degree, but I feel like the hat shapes and snowman shapes can actually circulate a little better in the cereal than the actual Crunch Berries can.
You think they're more like aerodynamic?
They're crunchodynamic, I guess is what I would say. They just kind of they can slip between the biscuits, or I think I've heard you refer to them as chests. They can slip between them a little easier.
Just slicing through them like an explorer with a machete.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, do you think it's better or worse to have more Crunch Berries?
Oh, better. I mean, like, I have never had Oops All Berries because I feel like I would go insane with how delicious it is. That would be my main fear.
Just subject you to sort of a Greek tragic fate of just eating it all the time.
It would definitely take on some, I fear, some H. Lovecraftian sorts of like opening my consciousness too wide.
And, yeah, it's definitely
mad.
There's definitely a beautiful sort of yin yang balance in Christmas Crunch that I think brings the best of both worlds together, and it brings joy to the whole world, much like the holiday season itself. So good job, Cap'n Crunch.
Any other cereals you wanted to review, to put on the cereallessly.com griddle?
Yeah, so there's another one that kind of just slipped onto shelves really silently. It kind of evolved onto shelves, really, because we first saw Cocoa Puffs with Marshmallows last Christmas as Hot Cocoa Puffs, which obviously did not last because of the sheer tongue-twisting redundancy of the name. Which
I've also groused about. It's not hot. You can't do it. Please, yeah, stop it.
Please do not microwave your Cocoa Puffs.
There's a Hot Cocoa Blizzard this year. Like, you're embarrassing yourself. That's a frozen ice cream treat.
Yeah, it's just like eating a frozen White Castle slider outside of an In-N-Out burger. But anyway, we first saw Cocoa Puffs with Marshmallows at the Christmas time, and now they are returning this year just sort of in the de-seasonalized form and just straight Cocoa Puffs with Marshmallows. It was released in like the big bag form is where I first saw it, but now I'm finally seeing it in boxes as well. So you wouldn't really think twice about this combo if I just said it out loud to you in passing. This could be the type of cereal you would believe has been around for decades, but this is the first time in my at least recent memory that it's happened. But much like the Frosted Flakes with Marshmallows, I kind of have a problem with the textural contrast here, not even to speak yet of the flavor combo. I just feel that an airy corn cereal and airy marshmallows do not pair well. And I think we've talked about this before, haven't we?
Yeah, I completely agree. I feel like it's makes it really unsubstantial. I also think that size of marshmallow is too big. A lot of these, you see these really chunky marbits, and I think it's like too much.
Yeah, definitely. Because obviously the textural problems we've well documented here, but the flavor combo here also kind of irks me, because in my mind, s'mores as a flavor combo is like a sacred triangle. Only some parts work together on their own. So if you can have graham and chocolate without marshmallow, because that's pretty much like a candy bar.
Right.
But I don't think that any of the other ingredients can stand with marshmallow alone. You have a sweet flavor and a better chocolate sweet flavor, or you just have, you know, a graham cracker with marshmallow fluffs smeared on top, which is kind of the definition of ambiguously sugary, I think, and mm-hmm. sweet.
Right, exactly. No layers.
So yeah, I'm getting kind of lost in this triangle analogy, but all I'm saying is that why have Cocoa Puffs with marshmallows when you can look like 5 feet to your left or right and see the Honey Made S'mores cereal, which adds sort of the Golden Grahams type flakes to the mix and really just would slam dunk on it, and if the cereal came to that sort of basketball-like context.
When cereals play basketball, you can always count on Dan to pick the winner of the basketball game that the cereals play.
There you go. Put Honey Made S'mores at the top of your bracket this year.
Wasn't the Madagascar cereal similar to that?
Yeah. Post has actually repackaged this s'mores type blend of the Golden Grahams flakes, the chocolate puffs, and the plain white marshmallows. They've done it as the Madagascar version. They've done it as the Honey Made now. They've also released it in Canada as just s'mores cereal, and it's also been released as Malto Meal s'mores cereal, because Post owns Malto Meal and therefore also the Madagascar cereal. So it's s'mores all the way down.
Yeah. And then, of course, Kellogg's has s'mores with a Z.
Is actually kind of better, because it removes sort of the combo paradox altogether by just jamming chocolate and graham into one piece.
Yeah.
So that's how you do it.
Tell you, Dan, I'm really excited about our third segment. In the third segment of the Empty Bowl, we like to have some fun. Not so serious like the rest of the show, you know? Kind of let our hair hang down a little bit.
Yeah, just let it dip into the milk a little bit.
We had this idea for pitching cereals that we would like to be brought back from the great beyond. That cereal reboots are wild right now. Everyone's bringing back a lot of old favorites, and we thought we could pitch a couple that we would like to see come back. I have a couple in mind. Maybe you have two that you think would be good. My obvious one, forever and always, is Smurfberry Crunch, the greatest cereal I've ever had.
Oh, yeah. Was that the one that turned poop blue?
Yeah. It had a bad rap. But, you know, a lot of these, I wish I could try just, like, a couple spoonfuls just to, like, recalibrate the goodness in my mind. Because in my mind, I've never eaten anything that tasted like Smurfberry Crunch. Like, the closest I ever came was Wild Berry Fruit Loops, the extremely delicious Wild Berry Fruit Loops. Which there's something about the flavor of them. It's like that berry, whatever the fake berry flavor is, that I found so appealing there.
The schnozberry.
But like, I'm basically going off like 30 years ago or something like that. You know, it's been decades since I've eaten the cereal. That would be my obvious one. But the one that might be more relatable, I would like to pitch the return of Hidden Treasures.
Oh.
Hidden Treasures was a really delicious cereal, not unlike, the best comparison is probably Crave, you know, with a K, sort of larger biscuits with a softer filling inside. This was not a long time cereal. These were corn squares that had a fruity filling. And then some, not all the pieces had the filling inside them, which seems kind of chintzy now, but it was a promotional thing at the time. They were iced with the fillings were a cherry, orange, and grape. But this was only out in 1993, very short lived, but I remember it being very, very tasty. So I'd love to see Hidden Treasures come back.
Yeah, we've never seen Crave do a fruit flavor, so I definitely think that's a missed niche that could really be filled.
What about you, Dan?
Yeah, so I've got two that I could definitely think of right off the top of my head. And the first, well, you know that Pokemon is always in the news, so I see no reason that Pokemon cereal, sort of from the recent turn of the century, couldn't make a comeback as well. There's just something to seeing Pokemon in marshmallow form that is just irresistible to me. It's just, I was definitely from a generation that's very nostalgic for Pokemon.
Of course,
I mean,
yeah.
There's multiple generations that are now, but I don't know. This one just really strikes a nostalgic chord with me, and I think they're really missing like business potential, not putting an exclusive Pokemon Go character or, you know, monster to catch inside of a cereal box.
Now, what was the content of this cereal? What kind of pieces are we talking about?
It was basically just like a Lucky Charms ripoff, as most licensed cereals were around that time, and
yeah,
kind of still are, where it was the oat pieces with various colored character marshmallows, but the Pokemon ones really went to the extremes of the color limit, whereas other ones just use a couple. There was really just a rainbow of imagination there.
Yeah. This looks delicious. What else?
Oh, let me just say one more thing about the Pokemon cereal, though.
Please,
the holographic
yeah.
lettering on the box cannot be beat to this day. That's all I'll say.
Very eye-catching.
For my other cereal, I'm really going to pull a wild card here because
okay.
Waffle Crisp, as we remember, was recently tragically discontinued. So you'd think that I might pick that one, but instead I'm going to pick Eggo cereal.
Whoa.
For the sheer drama of it. What if just months after Waffle Crisp fades off shelves, you see Eggo cereal, which about a decade or so ago, I think, it tried to challenge the Waffle Crisp title and failed. So what if it came back triumphant, setting up, you know, another Waffle Crisp return in the third act to take down the tyranny of Eggo cereal? Is that cheating?
No, I don't think it's cheating. It's completely legal. I will be honest. I'm not crazy about the Eggo. That style of cereal, the large, what is that? That's like a large corn piece, right?
Basically,
like
corn oat blend.
I feel like with these like larger pieces, when you compare it to the classics, to your Captain Crunches, your Tricks, whatever, you're just never going to feel as satisfied with a bowl full of these like really large pieces.
You mean from like a hunger standpoint or like a pleasing geometry standpoint?
Pleasing geometry of consumption, I would say, yeah.
You don't think that sort of the waffle cross-hatched pieces better absorb milk that way?
It is nice. I will give you that. It is nice. Speaking of cross-hatching, and if we've been given this incredible power of resuscitating cereal, I am going to go ahead and bring back Graham Chex.
Graham Chex.
Which were not a beloved cereal. Came out in 86. Did not have a long run, but they were sweetened wheat pieces, which we can get into this at some point, but that's, for me, it's the best Chex. Wheat pieces, but they were sweetened, and then they were served with little crispy mini Graham pieces in the cereal. It was like really, 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 really good. I'm going to show you in our little chat. I'm going to Discord you a picture of the box. And just tell me that you're not hungry looking at these delicious little Graham pieces. They are out of control.
I mean, those colors, first of all. I can't look at anything else.
The coloring on the box is also absolute madness. Red.
Vivid red.
Yeah.
With some blue bubble type over purple bubble type, and just these little cute little sort of rounded off Teddy Grahams peeking out as if, you know, to be those graham cracker mascots, but they're really just crackers.
Amazing. It's amazing.
It's a majestic sight. I might change my vote and bring back this one instead, because we need a challenger to the Graham throne.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me and Dan. Let's call it what it is. Talk about cereal for a half hour. We really appreciate you. If you want to read more of Dan's writing, and of course you should. He's an incredible talent. You can go to serialistly.net read more of his work. If you want to support the show, we would really appreciate it. There's two great ways. The first cheapest way is to go into iTunes and leave us a rating, a review, and a subscription, all that good stuff. Mainly the rating and review. It really does helps other people find the show. And in these trying times, folks, that's a real charitable act, in my opinion. Also, if you don't mind, you could go to bowl.rest and you'll find our Anchor page. We partnered with Anchor to let you support the show and monetarily by making a small pledge every month. And that money goes to help keep Serialistly running and goes to a local food shelter here in Huntington, West Virginia. So it's a win-win for everybody. So bowl.rest, we really appreciate your support. Dan, do you have anything you'd like to plug, my friend?
I will just say that if you also want to send us an email, we've been getting a lot of great questions. Be aware that we do look at all of them and they're really great. So we're keeping them in consideration for every show. But if you want to email us, you can hit us up at mail@bowl.rest with questions, greetings, leaks of a cereal. If you want to be that sort of a whistleblower, you can hit us up there.
Thank you so much for joining us. I promise I won't have a sick guy voice next time. But until that next time comes, thank you for listening to The Empty Bowl. And as always, don't forget to drink the milk.